Today we're going to do a short meditation. We're going to dedicate it to our mother, which is the most important person in our life. And I will be very happy to be with you. So can you hear me okay? Okay. So close your eyes. Let's breathe deeply. Let's take a deep breath. Hold your breath inside of us and release. Exhale. Let go of all the air within your body. And now breathe deeply. Let's take the air in and release. Let's breathe inside. Let's fill up all our lungs. And let's hold the air. And as we're holding the air, let's visualize all that energy going into our cells. And let's release all that air. As we release the air, we let go of all the energy that we don't need any longer. When we breathe in, we take in the present moment. We hold the air and we stay in the here and the now. And as we exhale, we let go of everything that is related to the past and the future. Let's breathe in. And let's breathe out. Let's feel our body. We're gonna keep breathing in and out in our own pace, and we feel our body. How does it feel to be here and now? How does the air feel when it's going from my nose, from my throat? How do the lungs feel when they get filled with air? And how do the lungs feel when they get empty, when there's no air any longer? Let's breathe in and let's breathe out. We breathe in very slowly and very deeply. And then we breathe out very slowly and very deeply. Let's feel our feet as we breathe in and out. How do the feet feel? Are they connected to the floor? Can I see can I feel the ground behind under my feet? Do I feel the energy moving between my feet and the ground? Do I feel the energy going through my body? Just keep breathing in and out. And let's keep feeling all that energy going through our body. Let's look at our body. Are we comfy where we are? Are we sitting in a comfortable position? Let's give ourselves permission. Do we need to move? Do we need to find a better position? Is there any part of our body that needs to be released? Let's do whatever we need. And let's breathe in and out. Let's keep the air going. Let's bring our awareness to our feet. How are my feet doing? Are they strong? Are they strong in the ground? Is there any pain? Is there any tension in my feet? Let's breathe into them. Let's just be present with them. How about our ankles? How do the ankles feel? Is there tension? How are our calf feeling? How about our knees? Are the knees tired? Are they comfy? Let's breathe in and out of our knees. Let's breathe into our legs. How do the legs feel? And now let's use our hands to clean up all the excess energy in our legs. You can use our hands and release all that energy. And then we visualize that energy being pushed into the ocean and be mixed with salt water. So all the energy that we don't need any longer, we send it into the nature and we'll allow nature to take care of it. Now we take every part of our knees, our legs, our feet, we clean them up and we toss it into the ocean. And then we visualize all the salt water washing our hands. And then we do the same thing with the other leg. We take all the excess energy and we dump it into the ocean. We let go of all the energy, everything that is not related to the here and now, and throw it out into the ocean. And let's breathe in and out and allow all the energy to flow. Feel all the tension of our legs and now the energy can flow up. Now let's focus in our first chakra, in our root, the bottom of our body, the pelvic floor. Let's breathe into it and we can use our hands to clean up all the excess energy and toss it into the ocean also. And as we breathe in and out, we visualize the lower part of our body turning red. And we feel that power. We feel the grounding. We feel our core. And we keep breathing in and out. And we visualize our body turning red. We feel the strength of our physical body. And we keep breathing into it. And now we take our awareness to the lower abs. We visualize the lower part of our abs turning orange. And we use our hands to clean up that energy and take it out and toss all that excess energy into the ocean. All that energy that we don't need any longer, all the tension, everything that makes us uncomfortable, we just remove it with our hands, physical hands and energetic hands, and throw it into the ocean and let the salt water dissolve it. And we breathe into it. And we breathe into our second chakra, into the lower part of our abdomen. And we visualize how all that part turns orange. And as we breathe in and out, we visualize all our body turning orange. And we feel our energy, we feel our emotions, we feel our sexuality, we feel our creativity. All of it takes over our body and we feel so good. All that inner pleasure that we haven't been able to feel in a long time, we give ourselves permission to feel it. And we breathe in and breathe out. And let's bring our energy into our third chakra, the entrance, the bottom of our ribcage, our solar plexus. We can use our hands to clean up all that energy. Take all that excess energy out and we toss it into the ocean. And we see how it integrates into Mother Earth. And we feel how our body gets released. We feel all that energy moving around. And we clean up the back part of our third chakra as well. We use our physical hands and we use our energetic hands. And we clean up everything in our torso. And we keep breathing. Let's breathe in. And breathe out. Let's breathe in. And breathe out. And visualize all your torso turning yellow. Visualize all the yellow energy running through your body. Are you starting to feel more clever? You can be more organized. Let's keep breathing. Let's breathe in and breathe out. And as you breathe in and out, feel how your body reacts. Let's keep breathing in and breathing out. And let's bring your awareness to the center of your heart. Visualize your heart chakra getting big, fitting. You can use your hand to clean up the energy of your heart and toss it into the ocean. And keep your breathing going. Feel how your chest clears up. And feel how you can breathe deeper now that your chest is getting decongested. All that excess energy can go back into nature and that can have a better purpose there. And you clean up the front and the back of your chest. And observe your heart. How does your heart feels now? Is it more energized? Is it more charged? Does it has more energy? Let's breathe into it. And feel the green energy taking all over you. Feel your body turning green. And feel the connection with all your loved ones. Keep breathing in and breathing out. Notice how now there's more space for your air in your torso. Visualize all the quiet energy filling up your torso, filling up your chest, filling up your lungs. Breathe in and breathe out. And now let's bring your energy, your attention into your neck, your fifth chakra, the chakra of communication. Let's take all the energy out of your neck and toss it into the ocean. Give thanks to that, all that energy that has been there and let go of it. Clean up the front and the back of your neck. Clean it up. Get rid of it. Dump into the ocean. Allow the energy to get integrated. And allow yourself to get rid of all the frustration of all the things you haven't been able to say. It's okay. Let's breathe in and out. And just imagine your throat getting full of light blue energy, sky blue energy, and filling all your body with light blue energy. And visualize your hand being cleaned with salt water. And let's breathe in and out. Let's take a look at our body. How does it feel now? Let's visualize the center of our head, our sixth chakra, chakra that connects with intuition. We'll clean it up with our hands, physical hands and energetic hands. We'll clean the front and the back of it, and we let go of all that energy. We can visualize the energy moving in. And we clean up everything in our head, everything inside our skull, outside of the skull, in our face, all the tension in our eyes. We take it out and we toss it into the ocean. We can see how our thoughts are more clear now. We clean everything up. And we observe how does it feels once you get rid of all that energy. And let's breathe in and out. And now let's clean up the seventh chakra, our connection with God, with the divine. And we allow us to do whatever we're meant to do in this world. And we feel how our whole body gets full of white light. We can feel all that energy coming from heaven, going through our whole body, and going straight into the center of the earth. And we breathe in and out. And we allow ourselves to get full of that energy, divine energy. We connect to our higher selves. We connect to the divine part within us. And we breathe in and we breathe out. We feel the internal pleasure within us. We feel the bliss. And we connect with who we really are. And now let's connect with our heart. Let's put the heart, our hands in the heart. And let's breathe in and out. Let's feel the heart energy. And now let's connect into our mother's heart. We can feel how our heart and our mother's heart, they beat together. We feel grateful with our mother, with everything that our mother has given us. Let's breathe in, let's breathe in, and let's breathe out. Let's connect with the energy of our mother. Doesn't matter where she is. Doesn't matter if she's in this world or not, let's connect with her. Let's remember those beautiful moments that we've had with her. Let's remember when we played with our mother, when we were kids, when she teaches us how to walk, when she teaches us how to breathe, how to play, how to ride the bicycle, how to eat. All that time that our mother spent with us doing homework. Let's remember when our mother hugged us, made us feel better. Every time we're stressed, let's feel her energy. Let's keep breathing, let's breathe in and let's breathe out. Let's remember when we were in our mother's belly. Let's feel her energy. Let's feel her breath. Let's feel her heartbeat. How does it feel to be inside the belly of our mother? Let's feel when she kissed us, when she touched us. Let's feel when she teaches us how to love. Let's breathe in and out. And let that love run all over our body. Let's be grateful for all that love that we get from our mother. And let's share that love with the rest of the world. Let's put our hands up. Let's share all that love with everybody on this group. Let's fill everybody's heart. Let's fill everybody's soul. Let's fill everybody's aura, everybody's intention. Let's visualize a circle with all the people meeting right now all over the world. Let's visualize the world inside a circle. And we all send energy to the world. Let's breathe in and out. And let's send blessings to the world. Let's bring hope to the world. And let's remember the world, that love is everything we need. Doesn't matter what we're going through. All we need is love. And all we need is to stay connected with our hearts and with our love. Let's keep breathing in and out. And visualize all the blessings leaving our hands and bathing the world with love. Let's turn the hands towards us and allow those blessings to go towards ourselves. And just like we send blessings to the world, we allow the world to bless us. And to remind us how great we are, regardless of any insecurity, regardless of any difficulty that we might have, we are perfect just the way we are. We send energy to every part of our body. And then we share that love, that energy with everybody in the world. We can visualize our connection with the earth, our Hara line going from heaven to our body, from our intention, our manifestation, and all the way into the center of the earth. And we feel how solid we are. We are very strong, and yet we're very sensible. And let's breathe in and out. And allow ourselves to feel the energy within us. And now that we're expanded, now that we are sensitive, let's take a picture, an emotional picture of our body right now. Let's remember this moment. And bring it out every time we need. This is who we really are. And this is who we're really meant to be. So let's breathe in and out. And when we're ready, we can start moving our fingers and start making start becoming present in our physical body. Let's move our toes, our feet, our ankles, our legs, move our back. When we're ready, we can go back here. Thank you, everyone, for joining me. How does everybody feel? Does somebody feel led to share anything?
Thank you, Javier. Lots of thank yous in the chat.
Invigorated. Thank you. Gracias.
Thank you, Xavier.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Javier.
Gracias, Javier.
Hola, Maritza.
Saludos, muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias. Obrigada, Javier, from Portugal.
Oh, nice.
Muchas gracias, from Canada.
Merci, from Belgium.
Muchas gracias desde Quito, Ecuador.
Saludos, Alberto.
Thank you, Javier.
Hi, how are you?
Happy Mother's Miami, Florida.
Hi, Lisa.
Gracias, Javier, de tu padre. Tu madre lo oyó en mi computadora.
Los quiero mucho. Gracias, mami, por todo.
Thank you from Stratford, Canada.
Hi from Anatolia, from Turkey.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Anatolia means full of mother.
Your mother is trying to show you the ocean, Panchiquita. I don't know if she's been successful.
Thank you from Paris.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Handel.
Thank you. Gracias, Javier de Grecia.
Nice.
Thank you from Israel.
Wow.
Gracias, Javier, desde Puerto Rico.
Hola, Inés.
Thank you from New York.
Hi,
Thank you from Princeton, New Jersey.
Teşekkürler from Turkey. Thank you.
Gracias desde Colombia.
Colombia.
Thank you for friends.
Merci.
Merci.
Thank you from Montana.
Thank you from Paris.
Merci.
From Canada.
Hi, Carol.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Bien, ¿y tú? It's been a long time.
Beautiful, thank you. This is Maritza from Washington, D.C.
Hi, Maritza.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you for my chiquita.
Oh, now I can see my chiquita.
Gracias, Javier.
Gracias, mami. Te quiero mucho.
Te quiero.
Ya nos veremos pronto.
Thank you from France.
Thanks for watching, for joining.
That's a connected one. Okay.
I can feel everybody's energy now.
Feel better. You didn't miss many countries. Wow. People from all over the world.
Isn't it wonderful? I love it, hearing where everyone's from. Thank you so much for sharing all that. I feel such an amazing rush of energy when people are saying where they're from and just feeling all the energy all over the world. It is so beautiful and heartwarming to feel the circle that goes around the world.
Thanks, Lisa, for keeping up with the legacy.
Especially.
Pero habla español también.
Muy bien.
I think that me hizo sentir muy ligera. I felt lighter. Thank you, that was lovely.
Thank you so much, Javier. The practice is amazing, and the new found wave that you shared with clearing the chakras was so fast and so clear. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you for helping me, and I'm sure so many to reconnect with the mom in such a warm and direct way. It's beautiful. Because my mom is back in Colombia, so that was
There are so many different Mother's Days all over the world. In England, it's one day. In America, it's another. But also, we have Mother Earth as well. Mm-hmm. And it's Mother Earth Day too as well today. Thank you very much. That's wonderful. I'm actually from Canary Islands. Estoy de las Islas Canarias.
Wow, España.
Sí, España, Islas Canarias, sí. Atlántico, mid-Atlántico.
Qué lindo.
Which Canary Island?
¿Dónde están? Where are they? Estamos cerca de Marruecos. We are next to Morocco, off the coast of Morocco.
Which of the island are you from?
Gran Canaria.
Gran Canaria?
Yes.
We were in Lanzarote a couple of months ago, in December.
Beautiful island, very volcanic. Yeah. Beautiful, yeah.
And also in Tenerife.
Yes, it's blessed. We're on beautiful islands.
We love it.
Thank you.
Could not get to Canary, Grand Canary.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, there's people in Puerto Rico that comes to family and they send us to the Canary Islands. And I found interesting that muy interesante costumbre aquí en Puerto Rico que vienen de la Canaria, pero que ya no la practican en la isla Canaria, pero todavía la practican en Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
El Día de los Inocentes, the December 28th, there's some, in the north coast of Puerto Rico, there's some Canary celebration of descendants. When we went there, they don't have them in the Canary Island anymore. Very interesting.
El Día de los Inocentes. Sí.
Con las máscaras.
Es como el primer de abril.
Sí. Entonces,
like the 1st of April, the April Fool's Day, the 28th of December, they still celebrate it, yes.
They come out with masks and do maldades, and they say it's supposed to be from the Canary Island, and they don't have them in the, not to come out to the plaza with the cars and doing a lot of maldades and just fun, but they still have them here. So maybe somebody can come here and take them back. But there's a lot of people from the Canary Island in the north coast of Puerto Rico.
Yeah. And Venezuela too. Venezuela.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to sign off. It was great seeing everyone. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you.